10,000 people are still taking shelter at San Diego's Qualcomm Stadium. Many of them have been there since the fires broke out late Sunday. NPR's Carrie Kahn spent time at Qualcomm today with a group of residents from the Villa Monte Vista Nursing Home in Poway, California. She told us that most are in fragile health and in wheelchairs.
There are 90 elderly patients here, and only two of them can actually walk. The rest are sitting in wheelchairs. And let me sort of describe where they're sitting. This is one of the stadium's luxury bars. It has these huge floor-to-ceiling windows with, you know, this beautiful view of San Diego, but it's just surreal, Michelle. At the bar next to the draft beer, there's Ensure nutritional drinks and stacks of baby food. And when you walk in, the elderly are just sitting in chairs. Many of them are slumped over and drifting off. It's just heartbreaking. Let me just play you a little bit of my conversation with 91-year-old Marianne Bridenbach, and she talks about the challenges here.
It has been a challenge.
A challenge, to say the least, huh?
A challenge. Because here we are, my back feels a little broken. I'm not used to sitting in a wheelchair for 3 days in a row, and none of us have had a shower.
Carrie, she said there that no one has taken a shower, and as we noted, that many are sitting in wheelchairs. What are the authorities saying about the conditions there?
I spoke with the administrator of the nursing home that was evacuated with these patients, and they said that the Department of Health is there, the State Department of Health has been there every day, and they've given them the okay to stay there. There's really nowhere else for them to go, and it's a difficult situation. You know, they're doing the best they can. The staff is really pitching in. It's just amazing what they have to go through. You know, a lot of the staff themselves, some have lost homes, some can't get back to their homes, and they're staying at Qualcomm also. And they're also sort of depending on some volunteers. They say they're just amazed by how many volunteers they've had. One was this home health care aide that I spoke with, Jennifer English, and she came out to help and found 88-year-old Rosemary Borum.
I just really wanted to jump in and spend time with them. I think they just need some companionship. So we just went for a walk, got her a paper, snagged that. You need your glasses right now to read the paper? Do you need your glasses?
I'm going to read the newspaper.
Okay. That sounds informative.
You know, they're really just doing whatever they can to keep them busy. They were singing, ironically enough, Take Me Out to the Ball Game, getting people going. They were playing cards, doing whatever they can to help the elderly people here.
And do they have adequate medical personnel, people who will help them change their bedclothes if they need to?
Well, they really don't have any beds. What they do is they bring out these army cots every night and at noon nap time, and then they have to take everybody out of their wheelchairs, put them in these very uncomfortable cots, and then put them back in. What they try to do, if they're all in diapers also, and what they need to do to give them some privacy when they need to change them and attend to them is all the staff holds up blankets and forms a circle around them. It's a very difficult situation here.
And how much longer will these nursing home residents and all those other evacuees be there at Qualcomm Stadium?
At Qualcomm, you hear the intercom come over the whole stadium, and they are giving word to people when they can go back to certain neighborhoods. But these residents here, the elderly, they say they just don't know. At one moment, they're told, okay, maybe you can go back later today. And then the winds are so erratic still, and evacuations are still being called, that they say, no, you can't go back. So the administrator told me it's about a 50-50 chance that they'll be sleeping in their beds tonight.
That's NPR's Carrie Kahn speaking to us from Qualcomm Stadium in San Diego. Thanks so much, Carrie.
You're welcome.